And now, the Big D and Bubba Weekly Podcast.
Big D and Bubba, they have a show 5 days a week, but they don't get to say everything that's on their mind.
So they have an extra one.
And that's how we get the podcast. The podcast.
Patrick's out here to harmonize with himself.
Big D and Bubba podcast. The podcast. The podcast. Big D and Bubba podcast.
Oh, yeah. The podcast is sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts. O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. And guys, I don't have a gold today. I'm sorry. For us, this is a short week podcast because we normally do them on... I got to tell you a story. We normally do them on Friday, but we have a lot of stuff going on where we're going to be doing some events at St. Jude Children's Research Hospital for the next couple days. So we had to fit the podcast in early. And I almost had that thing that... who was it that was the politician who had the thing they were talking and like they ended up having a little white piece of something?
Cruz, Ted Cruz.
Yes, yeah, so I almost had the Ted Cruz happen because I'm eating pistachios. And as I was doing the sponsorship for O'Reilly, I could feel something hit the back of my lip. And I went, oh, that was close. It almost got to the front and that would have been bad.
God, that was so nasty when you saw that on TV. I was just kind of like, well, I'm not voting for that guy. That's how I make my decision.
Absolutely. That's all I need to know.
That grosses me out.
That is the equivalent of rooting for a team because of their colors.
I don't know.
I love that team's socks.
They talk about how that was a huge issue for a lot of people. I'm weird about that kind of stuff.
That just grossed him out?
Well, yeah, because you're thinking, do I have to look at that for the next how many years?
Yeah, is that his thing? He has a compulsive problem. Mm-hmm. Like, he's always going to be having stuff on him.
And
like,
what's seriously wrong with rooting for a team based on the colors?
Well,
I mean, I'm just saying, well, it's not the colors, but that's how the Mighty Ducks got all their fans, was because it was the Mighty Ducks. Nobody really cared. It was like, oh, Anaheim Ducks, yay.
Oh, they look like...
I can wear the Ducks hockey jersey. That's adorable.
Yeah. Could you imagine being like Cruz and your whole political livelihood was kind of smashed because of a piece of like a rice grain or something, whatever that was, a piece of coconut.
I'm not saying it's fair at all. I just say that, I mean, man, but there's lots. I mean, all those, whenever they get into doing those debates, I mean, it can make or break because everyone's watching it and, you know, you remember when Trump, when Hillary was talking about, something about jail, and he was like, I'll put you in jail. I mean, that kind of stuff, and everyone's like, and the whole audience goes, oh, like, you know, that cemented him for a lot of people, and
like the people that didn't like her, they were like, oh, well, he's my guy because he doesn't like her. But then you also had the flip side where you had, you know, her and him, and man, it's just, I don't know.
Wasn't it back in the day, like the Nixon Kennedy debate, that was it like Nixon didn't want makeup or something? Because it was one of the first televised debates.
Yeah, and he
sweated. Patrick could talk about this. Yeah, and he was
sweating profusely.
Yeah, he just looked bad.
Yeah, he looked bad on TV. It made him look sick.
It also made him look like way old too.
That
right?
was the first televised debate. An overwhelming majority of people who listened on the radio said that Nixon won the debate. And an overwhelming majority of people who watched on TV said Kennedy won the debate. So, image is important.
Yeah, it really is.
Yeah, Nixon wouldn't wear makeup. He had a 5 o'clock shadow. He looked
disheveled.
Yeah, and then
he was also Richard Nixon sitting on stage with John F. Kennedy. That didn't help. That was
kind of an unfair fight.
He also had, who was the guy who said, sir, I knew John F. Kennedy. I served with John F. Kennedy.
Was that
you, sir, or no John F. Kennedy?
Patrick will know.
Isn't that old?
Why are you even leaving the room? Just stay in here.
You, sir, or no Jack Kennedy?
Yeah, it's the guy who ran with Dukakis, whose name I cannot think of off the top of my head, because he was run. It was Dan Quayle. They said Dan Quayle wasn't old enough, and he goes, I'm the same age and had the same amount of experience that Jack Kennedy had when he ran for the presidency. The guy went, well, sir, I knew Jack Kennedy. It's I can't think of his name, and I'm supposed to know this kind of stuff.
I know exactly. He's kind of a taller guy.
Ran with
Dukakis. Wait, give me a second. It's
William something.
Nope.
I thought it was Geraldine Ferrara. No,
Benson.
Benson. Benson had the.
It's so great, man.
Senator Lloyd Benson of Texas.
Lloyd Benson. That's it.
Hey, you know, I wish we could do a poll. Like, you know, because we do have people watching on the Facebook feed right now. I wish we could do a poll on Patrick's, because somebody just said Mountain Man Patrick. I wish we could do a poll on Patrick's hair and shaving.
He doesn't care, man.
I know he doesn't care.
In fact, what I've learned is the more you push him to do it, the more he gets in. He just bunkers down.
Like he's like your kid.
He's like,
Daddy wants me to do this, so I'm not going to do it. I'll show him.
That's the way it is.
I thought his beard looked more kempt today. I was wondering if he had done something with the beard.
Maybe use that kit he got
for Christmas.
He looks like that.
Like Kenny Rogers. Did you trim it? Kenny Rogers,
no, it's just I'm having a good hair and beard
hey,
day.
Someone on Facebook Live, look at this and tell me, who is the guy that he looks like? He looks like it's a guy who does like homeopathic medicine.
Oh my gosh.
What is his name? What is that guy's name? Dude, you look just like him. He's like Dr.
I look like the fat cousin from Duck Dynasty. I'm not sure that's a real character, but if they had a fat cousin,
it'd be you.
Yeah.
I can't remember.
Oh, look, it's Cousin Patrick. Hey, guys.
Name. You look just like him with the beard and all that.
Yeah.
No one knows.
He's a rebel.
Yeah, you crazy. You crazy. Getting the old wave going in the hair. Man, it looks
good. Is it James Randi?
Yes, James Randi.
Oh, can I see?
James Randi.
James Randi.
Oh, you know, that's an old dude. That's not right.
No, it's not James Randi. I'm sorry, that's the guy who...
How about obnoxious old bearded man stock photo? No.
Jennifer Crawford.
This is what I'm Googling.
Jennifer Crawford says he kind of looks like Peter Jackson, the Lord of the Rings director.
Oh, you know
and
what? Yes.
Kind of do. All you have to do is lounge around with your shoes off. And you ever see Peter Jackson when he's doing his directing? He's like got his shirt halfway open, like everything's all hanging out. And then he's like in baggy shorts, like cargo shorts, and barefoot all the time. He's living the life.
I mean, good for him, man. Like, how do you get... Like, I look at a guy like that, and I think, how did you get this job? Because, like, do you think he dressed up and then suddenly said, oh, well, now that I'm a director, I can start dressing like this?
I think once he became Peter Jackson, like, once he got the fame, is when he could... what's the matter, Patrick? You okay? Once he became Peter Jackson is when he realized that he could be a slob. And that's good. Good for him.
Because, like, Kevin Smith always was.
Dr. Weil.
Dr.
Weil is who I was thinking of, but he's bald.
No.
Yeah.
I'm getting there.
Yeah.
No, Grizzly Adams.
No, you're not.
You're not at all. What are you talking about?
Hey, I know this is a real weird just subject change, but
you look like a wizard from Harry Potter.
He looks like Hagrid.
Dude.
Oh, you
Hagrid.
Look like Hagrid.
The groundskeeper.
Mm-hmm.
You're a little grayer, but yeah, you do. You kind of
you're
the
a wizard,
Hagrid
Harry.
Thing.
You guys are sweet. Just really, by the way, with friends like you, you know.
Say, none shall pass.
None shall pass without bacon. Have you any bacon?
Actually, Hagrid is. I know you're doing Lord of the Rings, but I know Hagrid. Hagrid is my favorite person from Harry Potter.
Everybody loves Hagrid. That's like, a good thing to be.
The best. What were you saying, D?
Is Bill Cosby in jail?
I
don't know.
I thought he went to pick
jail
him up
months ago.
I thought.
Well, I remember he did the
go.
They let him sit on house arrest. For a minute?
The vast majority of people stop caring, you know, when the media stops talking about it. So,
I'm
not sure.
Don't see where
I know
he
I'm looking
is.
Too.
Yeah, I mean, what a crazy story that whole thing turned out to be, man.
It's according as of October 2nd, I found an article that says after first week in prison, he's in good spirits.
Okay.
So I guess he's
been in there since October?
I guess. Yeah.
I'm also reading that R. Kelly has hired the same fixers that Bill Cosby used.
Yeah, but that didn't end well, did it? Bill Cosby's in jail.
That's a good point.
I mean, maybe you get yourself another fixer.
Okay, I found it. Yeah, he was sentenced to 3 to 10 years and a $25,000 fine plus court costs, blah, blah, blah. He has been moved to a state prison in Pennsylvania on September 25th. He is confined to a single cell.
Well, I mean, that makes sense, right?
There's no way he makes it.
No.
What do you mean? Like, you think he's going to die in prison?
Yeah.
Yeah.
How is he? Like 70-something?
He's 81.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. No.
Yeah, he won't make it.
Well, if he does the 3 years, because you know how they'll do, oh, for good behavior.
Right, right.
They'll let him out, and that's the way it usually works with any celebrity. They get out early, so he might make it.
I'm looking at his cell right now. They put a, you can subscribe to this. They have a live camera feed inside his cell, and I can ring his little bell in there if I hit the R button.
You cannot.
Would that be great?
Dude, that would be awesome.
I don't know. It's another revenue stream.
Think about it.
We can. And the money goes to the victims.
Yeah.
That would be awesome. So every time he starts to sleep, ding! Yeah, right. Ding! 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 Wooden pop.
And then he can earn cigarettes if he does little things that we ask him. We can type to him, hey.
So he's now a cam girl?
Just take your shirt off.
Do the chocolate cake routine.
Are y'all still talking about me?
No. No. No,
Patrick, I don't know what that was.
Do your pudding pop and I'll give you, you'll get extra dessert.
Tell the one about Noah. Tell them about Noah building the ark.
Talk about how you brought him into this world and you can take him out.
Do that.
I bet the guards do that to him all the time.
Do your Cosby Show dance. Yeah.
Do it. Can you do the love dance?
All right, let's go, Huxtable.
Oh, man. Come on, Cliff. Did you know Big D and I saw Bill Cosby once do stand up?
It was funny.
It was hysterical.
Did y'all?
Yep.
I didn't know that.
Yep. It was, he did like an hour and a half of all new stuff, and then he was walking off stage. And then he kind of stopped as he got to the first step and turned around and made the audience quiet down. He goes, I forgot to ask y'all something. Have you ever been to the dentist? And then he went into the whole dentist routine from himself, which is like, as stand-up comedy goes, it's one of those legendary routines.
So
15 minutes of, I mean, I was dying laughing.
That was his
encore?
He
went and did a 30-year-old bit.
Does Jeff Foxworthy do, and I'm just going, but just comedian stuff, does he do the You Might Be a Redneck stuff anymore? Because I don't.
He did it.
I think he does.
I saw him nine or 10 years ago. It was the last time I saw him at a big arena show, and he still did it.
He does it sometimes.
He doesn't do it.
He has to do it every time.
It would be like George Jones not singing "He Stopped Loving Her Today." I mean,
it's what got him all. It's what made him.
It's what brought you to the party.
It did, and you know, like it or not,
need to find out. Like next time we talk to him, because I heard he wasn't doing that.
Oh, that's
and
a
that's
shame.
Why whenever he mentioned the old routine from Cosby that
like Bill Engvall doing the "Here's Your Sign."
Yeah.
Does he still do that?
Last time
I saw him, he did.
Okay.
It was a hot minute ago, but yeah.
And which came first? You Might Be a Redneck or Here's Your Sign?
Ooh, that's a great question.
I mean, I know You Might Be a Redneck.
It makes me, it makes
be
me
right
wonder.
About the same time.
It makes me wonder, like,
hey, dude.
Who, like, if one of them said, hey, I want to, you know, I'm getting a catchphrase. Well, I'm going to get a catchphrase.
Everybody wants a catchphrase because that's how you sell merchandise.
That's
you get a catchphrase. And people are like, oh, okay. Like, yeah, buddy, and all that kind of stuff. I forgot who. Remember there was somebody who had yeah, buddy back in the day. Yeah.
Hey, I've been working on, like, you know, I'm a big Tracy Lawrence fan. And I love to sing Paint Me a Birmingham. I want to see what you guys think. I'm going to sing just a little piece of the chorus. And you guys tell me how you think I sound. All right.
Okay, you want a little echo, some reverb?
Yeah, give me a little echo.
About like that?
Yeah, you know, that's probably fine. So
okay.
See what you guys think.
Paint me a Birmingham. Make it look just the way I planned. A little house on the edge of town. Porch going all the way around.
Wow, D, that is impressive.
Like, I mean, I think it's dialed in.
You've been working hard.
That's pretty good.
It's not bad. It's not bad. Yeah. Thank you.
Do you do a George Strait or anything? I mean, I want to hear some more.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, this is a...
How's your Tammy Wynette? Let's go.
Here's my Tammy Wynette. I don't know if Tracy's going to sing or costume.
Stone and rain with one tiny little stone. I don't know Tammy's part, though.
Yeah,
that was almost pretty good, though.
That's pretty good for George. Yeah, huh?
You ever been? Have you ever gone into?
By the way, Tracy Lawrence just walked
in the studio.
Hello, everybody.
What would my catchphrase be? Booyah.
Is it booyah? Is that what you say all the time?
How about that guy from Storage Wars that go, what was his catchphrase?
Yup.
It's like whenever you watch Small People.
Shoot them. Shoot 'em is a good one.
I got a great story about Liz. Okay, from Alec from Swamp People.
Swamp People. Yeah.
Okay, so I went on an alligator.
This is live now. You can't take it back later.
Absolutely.
Okay.
I know. I love Liz. She's sweet as she can be. So we went on an alligator hunt with Liz down the swamp for a couple of days. Okay, so second day out, we brought her lunch and everything. So we went out early that morning. And by midday, we stopped and we opened our lunch boxes up, started eating our sandwiches. She had brought like a jar of pickled eggs. Okay, let me explain this to you. When you kill an alligator, you drag it in the boat, it goes through a death roll and stuff's gonna come out of it. Yeah. Not just blood, but at both ends. It does all this stuff. So there's all kinds of stuff in the bottom of the boat. So she drops this pickled egg in the bottom of the boat. And just reaches down and picks it up and sticks it in her mouth. She didn't wash it off. She didn't blow on it. She didn't do nothing. She picked it up.
She didn't even say 5 seconds.
You couldn't even go, oh, you couldn't even stop her. It happened so fast.
She didn't make the sign of the cross.
No,
she didn't
nothing.
And you know what? She's still alive. Which tells you one thing. We need to quit worrying about that stuff.
Little disclaimer, don't stop worrying about that stuff.
No, man, just here's the thing. She's going to live to be 300 years old because she's immune.
Or she's going to die from ingesting alligator poop on an egg.
Yeah, if it means I have to eat alligator poop, I don't want to be 300. Yeah.
I would eat alligator poop to be 300 years old. Don't kid yourself.
I bet she's got special superpowers or something now. At night, you'll find her out in the swamp.
Well, Marie Laveau, son.
That's right. That's
how'd it go? Another man done gone.
I was on an airboat ride in the Everglades this past weekend. That was cool. We saw a couple of gators.
Is that where you went?
You know what we saw? I came up with a new TV show that I would watch. So we're going down through these bayous and these little, what do you call them? Like the little
canals?
The canals.
Yeah.
So we're kind of, you know, they kind of meander and finger off into the, I mean, after a while, you're like, where are we?
I hope these guys know how to get back.
So we pull up. We're going by on, and we see this. It's like an encampment. It's like there's like a tent, and you can tell there's like have been a fire. Like people are there. It looked worn up on the bank. And I asked the guy. I said, "What's going on there?" He goes, "Ah, it's just meth." He said they come out and they get out here and they make meth
in the swamp.
In the swamp. Yeah, he says that way they don't get.
Yeah, it's like Breaking Bad, where they would just go into the desert.
Yeah.
Somewhere just as secluded.
And so,
except they have those giant boa constrictors and pythons and everything that want to eat you.
But
and
he was like,
throwing alligators as well.
But he was like, you know, yeah, you got to kind of keep our distance, you know, because they can get a little, you know. I was like, dude, what a great TV show would that be? Finding meth.
Yeah. Meth swamp meth hunters.
And you just go looking for the meth and you like walk up because like during the day.
Somebody gonna get shot.
Yeah.
And somebody get shot.
You just call it swamp meth. And then
Swamp meth. Ooh. Listen, cause swamp is a good TV buzzword.
Yeah.
And meth pretty good, you know. Yep. Swamp meth busters.
Well, didn't they try
meth
to
busters.
Stop meth busters?
Oh, come on.
Yeah, that's pretty great.
That's huge.
Yeah.
Meth busters.
I would watch
meth
that
busters.
Show.
Meth busters.
And then you could actually move it around because then it's not locked into the swamp.
Right.
You can go from the swamp to the desert to the whatever.
It's like live PD, but with meth, with more meth, because they have meth.
Yeah,
on
they
get a lot of meth.
They do. They have some meth.
Dude, I think my bud, he just sent me a text and said, It's headed to town to add some horses under the hood.
I think you get a new carburetor?
No. He just bought that.
Oh. Oh, Smoking the Bandit, is that man.
That's Smoking the Bandit, the Pontiac. Yeah. Oh, wow.
Cool.
That's cool. Big D is so into cars now. He went and bought him a Chevelle, Tracy. So now he's totally.
That's like my favorite car, buddy. My running buddy in high school had one. It's like a 69 SS, two door. Yeah. That sucker was so bad.
Wasn't it a Chevelle that, I know we talk about John Wick had one, but didn't like in Talladega Nights, didn't his dad drive a Chevelle?
I think that's what his dad had.
Or was it a Nova? I don't remember which one it was.
The body styles are kind of similar, though.
It might have been a Nova. I don't remember.
Bing it.
I don't
Nova.
Oh,
but wow.
Gosh.
Wow.
That was literally the only thing I can add to a car conversation.
Wow.
I mean, a pun.
That's it. That's what I got for it. I didn't even know that was a Smokey and the Bandit car that he just showed.
Really?
What?
I've never seen it.
Who doesn't know that?
Oh, my gosh. It's like you haven't iconic. Seen Smokey and the Bandit?
No.
Oh, that's a Chevelle. It's a 69 Chevelle.
Yeah.
Tracy has a new podcast, by the way. Mm-hmm. We're going to post the second episode today.
Are we going to get to talk about stuff like this, too?
No. Tracy's podcast is going to be, his new episode is going to be his interview with John Anderson from a little while back, and we're going to post that. And
Big D, let's hear your John Anderson.
Yeah. Oh, John. Man, do you know that story? D, we had a phone interview with John Anderson like close to 20 years ago, and D gets on the phone and goes, oh, man, I'm just such a big fan. And do it. Go ahead, D.
Man, I don't.
It was bad.
I meant it in the most, like, respectful way. And so I went, Seminole wind.
Then he did it worse than that.
It was
everybody has a really bad John Anderson impersonation if you give him a minute.
And he's just quiet.
And he didn't say that. He just stopped dead air. Was it just
total quiet, and then at one point he went, well. That's it. That's all it was. D got so small in his chair, just like, oh, no, I did that.
Oh, my God.
Hey, I just did that.
I want to address something. Brandon just asked on Facebook. He said, is this tomorrow's show? No, tomorrow's show. We do all
the
shows.
You're listening to it now.
You're listening to tomorrow's show now. Yeah.
This is our podcast. This is it. This is what you get with the podcast. It's like an additional
show. Usually on Fridays.
But, usually it's on Fridays. It's like an additional show every week. It's fun. It's cool. It's different.
You say it's yesterday's show.
We're doing yesterday's show.
Yeah, that's good stuff.
If you can hear it now, it's happening right now.
How are you liking the podcast world?
I'm liking it. I mean, really, at this point, we're just kind of packaging up stuff that we've done in the past, the interviews and stuff. But I think as we move forward, I'd like to add some stuff to it. I want to go down some rabbit holes. I mean, he won't let me.
No,
but
he's
I got this stuff in my head. I just got to kind of ease into it a little bit, you know. I'm no Joe Rogan at this point. Oh, I'm a conspiracy theorist, man. I'm all down in it, son.
Don't steal my thunder. I've already booked Tracy for the Five Whiskey Patrick podcast. I'm going to get him drunk.
Get a couple shots of whiskey
in
me, and we'll go down deep.
Okay, well, you know that I 100% believe that we have alien technology, that we have been, we've had alien
contact. They've been working with us.
Yeah, we've been working together for
I think that's very possible. I'm not opposed to that whole thought. And it could also be that they're not really aliens, that we live in a contained system and we're not capable of getting out of the Van Allen radiation belt.
Are you saying that we're almost like in a fish tank? Like in a fishbowl?
A terrarium.
Do you believe this is a simulation?
I don't know about that. I'm not sure of that. I haven't seen any glitches. I mean, you hear about all that kind of stuff, but I haven't experienced any kind of glitches in my everyday life to make me go, man, that's
doesn't mean that we're not in it.
But it doesn't mean, I mean, you'd think if it was designed...
Elon Musk says he believes that we are in a simulation.
Yeah.
I don't think we're in a simulation. I do think that aliens could, if they're not people or beings from other planets, I do think that it could be future people. coming back to, because time travel in the future.
Or they could be another race of people that just live here in the Antarctica and stuff.
Yeah.
Or, you know, a lot of alien spacecraft have been seen diving into the ocean and going down into some water bases and stuff. They had a big, if you look into it, about two decades yes. ago, I think this the 70s, 80s, there was a battle over the skies of L.A. There was a, with the Air Force and the spacecraft that were out there. They had a big fight. You remember hearing about that?
Yes.
And those ships were diving down into the ocean. They never could find where they were going, but they were able to fly and then submerge into the deep.
There's a lot of conversation about the Germans and the Americans having underground bases
in New Zealand,
Antarctica, and New Zealand, and getting a lot of space and alien technology that's given to only certain countries. And the Germans, they believe, were, you know, the Germans were very much into the spiritual,
the occult.
Yep. And I forget the girl's name that was kind of their, whatever you call that,
the medium.
Thank you. And she had like followers, and they're all women. And they would.
Were they the women in red? Was that part of that?
I can't forget
thing?
The name of it, but
the ladies in red.
Wow. Yeah, this went in such a weird place.
No, this is great.
But you know, you'd look at some of the technology that they had, that the Germans had at the time. It was way.
They were
ours.
Developing a circular spacecraft called the Bell.
Yes, and so you can see you can still to this day see the where they had it anchored. Where they had it
absolutely had its own platform.
Was the Bell a spacraft or was it a time machine?
That's another one too.
Okay, but if you go back to the Roswell crash, a lot of the stuff that they talked about finding, like the alloy metal that was not like anything we'd ever seen before, that would crumple up and it opened back up. You couldn't fold it, you couldn't bend it, you couldn't burn it, you couldn't cut it. Mm-hmm. And then the night vision. There were several things, binary code. A lot of that stuff that they talked about finding when that spaceship crashed. Look at where we're at now. And they're saying that what they didn't get from the people from the aliens that died, that they have kept the bodies from, they reverse engineered all this stuff over the last several decades, and that's where a lot of this stuff has come from.
Did we lose you, Carson?
No.
Oh,
okay.
I'm
okay,
fascinated.
Good. Just making sure. Because and here's the thing too, talking about Roswell, the guy, and this is how you know it, the guy who they have in the pictures. You know the guy in the famous picture where he's standing there.
Oh yeah, the rancher.
Yeah.
What's his name?
Not the rancher. The guy the next day when they debunked it and said it was a weather balloon.
And oh, the military guy.
Yes. His name is Jesse Marcel, and he's from my hometown of Houma, Louisiana.
And they made him do that.
Absolutely. And he came out before he died, like 20 years ago or whatever, but he came out before he died and said, yeah, what I was holding wasn't what we found in the desert, and we actually had aliens there, and it was a complete cover-up.
I believe that.
So if he came out and said it, then I'm pretty much sold.
Have you ever been to Roswell?
Yeah.
I played the Alien Festival out there several years ago, and I got to go through the museum and all of it. It was really cool.
I want to do that.
Have you seen Unacknowledged?
I haven't seen that. What?
Oh, you've got to see Unacknowledged.
It's a little slow. It's going to warn you, but it's on great
Netflix.
For your bus.
Gotcha.
Yes, okay. It's a great bus watch.
Okay.
Dr. Stephen Greer is the he's a surgeon, an emergency room surgeon. And
so he's not some kook.
And he left, and he does this full time. Like, he started this whole SETI project where they make contact, and they have. I'll sit and watch stuff on YouTube at the house where you can just put it on TV and watch it. And I'll watch some of his seminars where he goes into these colleges, and they're packed, and he's showing them videos of. Well, this is what we saw once. I mean, they have so many of them. It's unbelievable. You know what they see the most of? Yeah, they have, like, you think UFOs, like a craft, a saucer, and they have some of those. But what I notice that they have more of, it looks like energy. It's like light
spheres and stuff.
Weird
that they
colors and that are doing weird movements. And he believes that they're, like, he goes, this one you can see, we're catching a craft that's going in between dimensions, and it's popping in and out.
I really believe whether or not it's aliens from another planet, or it's another race of people that are trapped in this terrasphere with us, or it's interdimensional stuff where they're not flying beyond our planet. They're going, they're bouncing to another
dimension.
That's
what they believe.
There is something greater than us here. There is something of a higher intelligence that is far advanced, technologically speaking, than we are. There's no way you can dispute all the evidence that's out there.
Too much.
Big D and I the other day watched a video from the space station. And behind the lady at the space station, you can look out the window and you see this craft go. And you know how they always go, oh, it's just ice. It does this. It goes straight up like this. Then it curves.
Yeah.
And then it goes whoop and back around, like almost like an S turn. And then it shoots off at this like an arcing 45 degree angle and then leaves the camera. Incredible speeds.
Have you ever heard of Admiral Byrd? Have you ever done any research on Admiral Byrd?
I've heard of him.
Okay, Admiral Byrd was like the rear admiral in the Navy or something. And he was commissioned to go, he explored the North Pole, the Arctic Circle, and he also explored Antarctica and had a couple of missions down there before they banned anybody from doing anything else down there. But there's books and stuff where he talks about he encountered holes at the South Pole that went down into the Earth with other bases with another race of people down there. Found the same thing on the North Pole. So there's, I mean, and this guy, he did talk shows and several things. If you look up Admiral Byrd, he's got books and documents and stuff that he did until they silenced him and shut him down. And this was like decades ago.
Okay, so is that why we have all of our Antarctica bases and all that kind of stuff? You think it's to keep watch or maybe continue to work with them?
There is a treaty that was established in the 50s or something, right around the same time, where there's like 20 or 30 countries, the most powerful countries in the world, that signed a treaty that they would never explore for precious minerals or drill for oil or do anything else, and that they had this one thing that's never been touched or amended or anything else, this treaty about Antarctica. So something is down there.
Yeah.
And people have seen it, and it's been documented, but it's been shut off from all of us. Fascinating stuff.
That's great. That's so great.
Patrick just got up and ran off.
I didn't know that you were all into this. It's so awesome. It's the best.
It is the best. It's cool.
Like my favorite is whenever you get stuck on a flight, like a cross-country flight, and somebody sees you reading something and they go, "Oh, you believe in that?" And you go, "Yeah." And they go, "Me too. Let me tell you my story."
Everybody's got a story.
Everybody's
man.
Got something.
Yeah.
We were out at the fire station. I told you guys this a month ago. Mm-hmm. We're out at the fire station and we see something flying over. I know I'm a pilot. I know what a plane looks like. Yeah. And I'm like, that looks really weird. And I thought it was a satellite the way it was tracking. And we're watching it, and me and a couple other firefighters, and all of a sudden it turns and then zips up super fast.
Faster than any known aircraft that we have.
And we're just sitting there, I'm like,
and I've seen stuff like that.
You just saw a UFO.
I've definitely seen stuff like that.
I mean, it looked like a satellite. It looked like a star, but it did stuff that stars don't do.
Yeah.
And that was just the other day. That happened, man. For reals, bro.
Lots of stuff out there that we cannot explain at this particular time.
Someone said, check out the Cash Landrum incident in 1980. Witnesses claimed a UFO sighting was responsible for causing health and property damage, which is uncharacteristic for UFO reports. It resulted in civil court proceedings. The case ended in dismissal. But it goes into quite a bit of stuff. But it looks like someone had an encounter, and then it had health issues with it.
Have you been watching Project Blue Book?
No, I hadn't seen
it. It's on the History Channel. It's another awesome show, but it's a dramatization. It's all based on the actual files, like the personal notes of one of the guys that was involved with Project Blue Book and his investigations into these early, 1950s and 60s situations. And dude, it's cool, man. It is great. It's only on like episode 3, but it's a History Channel version of X-Files, basically.
Wow.
And it's like Mad Men and X-Files meet each other, and it's cool.
You never seen nothing?
Oh, I have. Oh, yeah. We talked about it on a podcast once, I think. Yes. Oh, yes. Yes. I have. It was, I was out with a friend one night, and we were sitting on a beach. We had a lake where I went to college, and we're just sitting out there, and we're just talking. All of a sudden, this thing shows up, and then it went away. And I just kind of kept talking. She goes, "I don't want to be weird, but did you?" And I go, "Yeah, didn't want to say anything in case you didn't see it and you thought I was crazy and or drunk or whatever." And I wasn't. I just want to put that out there.
It was probably 1980, 87 or 88. I graduated in 86, and then I went to college for a couple of years. And while I was gone, where I grew up in Southwest Arkansas, Little River County, we grew up in the furthest town in the southernmost southwest corner of the state. It bordered Oklahoma to the west and Texas to the south. The Red River was the boundary line. So everything down in that bottom part on the river was all bottomlands where the farmers was like corn, cotton, soybeans, and all that stuff. There's lots of farmland down there, big pecan trees. There was a girl that was driving into town that swore a spaceship got behind her and chased her into town, and it blew up. Dude, I came home from college, and there were thousands, I'm not talking about hundreds, I'm talking about thousands of campers lined up all down the bottom roads looking for UFOs, and they stayed there for about 2 months. It was absolutely insane.
So what was the issue? What was
she
the incident?
She said, I mean, and she was flipped out. She had a nervous breakdown over it. She said a spacecraft got behind her and chased her out of the bottoms back into town. And she had a couple of other people with her, and they freaked out. I mean, it was like a big deal. The whole town went
what
crazy.
What year was this?
Like 87, 88, something
okay,
like
because
that.
I was going to say, if it was like the 50s, maybe no, they had never yeah. seen a helicopter before.
No.
But no, yeah, if it was the 80s, they'd... Man, that's crazy.
It was crazy. But I'm telling you, the whole world seemed like it descended on that little farm town. There were people in campers with telescopes and stuff that stayed down there for months trying to have another sight.
All right.
They never saw anything else.
Do you think there are like some reptilian shapeshifters? Have you heard that whole thing?
Oh, yeah. I've been down that rabbit hole, too. I don't know. I've never seen anything that makes me believe in that, but there's a lot of people that say
like there's
that.
Videos on YouTube where it'll show like celebrities or news people and all, and they kind of morph out, and you see them kind of lose it for a second where their jaw gets weird,
or they start doing their tongue like reptiles, and their eyes start going sideways instead of up and down, and all just weird stuff.
I know it is YouTube, and yeah. It can be fake and all that, but it's still an interesting thing. And Patrick's band, what's Patrick's band? What's your favorite band? Smashing Pumpkins, the lead singer of that band, said that he had an experience where he was standing next to somebody who was very well known, and that person shapeshifted in front of him.
Wow.
And he said, I'm not making this up, and one day I'll be at liberty to say, but right now I can't, and he won't discuss it.
None of it would surprise me.
So Google Billy Corgan shapeshifter is what you're saying.
Yeah.
All right.
That's a Billy Corgan.
Well, they say if you go through a lot of that stuff, there's people that say they have seen Beyonce shapeshift, and they have seen what's the girl from
Beyonce's a reptile?
Yeah. Oh yeah. Well,
and
she and Jay-Z are in
Rihanna,
the Illuminati.
Rihanna's been seen shapeshifting.
What?
She's part of all that.
Oh yeah, she's part of all that. A lot of that set of cultic stuff. And then you get into the cloning. That's a whole other thing. That's a whole different rabbit hole.
China, by the way, came out with another.
I know.
Do this all day.
Celebrity shapeshifting.
I wish we didn't have like real jobs. I wish this is what we did. Like, right, I wish this is what we did for a living.
How do you get paid to do this?
All right, I have. I'm going by a list here. 15 celebrities that are rumored to be reptiles. It's one of those ones I have to. Elizabeth? What?
No.
That's what they're saying.
Yeah. And so is her husband, Prince Philip. Oh, yeah. And that's all from eating babies and stuff. That's a whole different deal. They drink the blood of infants and stuff. Okay. What's that? Adrenochrome. They're all into adrenochrome and stuff. That's a Johnny Depp thing.
Allegedly. Allegedly. Lady
that's
Gaga.
That's a whole other rabbit hole.
Lady Gaga,
on all these.
Dick Cheney, Miley Cyrus.
Oh, yeah, Miley's all in there, too.
Angelina Jolie.
Now, see, Angelina, it makes sense.
Well, she wore a vial of blood around her neck with her and Billy Bob for a long time, so that was all adrenochrome stuff. You know?
Beyonce is in here. Kim Kardashian, also rumored to be a reptile, and even maybe Paris Hilton. Tom Cruise. Really?
Yeah, I believe that.
Oprah, Stephen Harper. I don't know who that is. Oh, that's a prime minister from Canada.
That's
I thought it was
too funny.
A singer. William Shatner. What? Captain Kirk?
Captain Kirk. You never know what you catch when you go off to another planet.
You know,
like
they do say that the whole Star Trek universe, the whole Federation and all that, is based upon a real Federation of aliens who are hanging out watching us. And you know how they have the prime directive in Star Trek where they say you can't mess with this planet. You have to let them evolve on their own. That way they can, once they get into interstellar travel, then they can make up their own minds on how they want to do it. So apparently this Federation has been watching us since we invented the atomic stuff. Once we discovered atomic energy, they went, oh, time to start paying attention to these guys. They're catching on. And that Star Trek was basically a soft sell for the world to become accepted of this Federation of Planets.
Wow.
Okay, that's a little bit more palatable than lizard people. Because really, if you're a lizard person, why are you a celebrity?
Because you're shape-shifting. Because you have to, you can only stay in that body, but you're coming out of it because you're not accepted by the normal race of people out here.
But you're so it's the only way you can commingle. Because you're photographed, and wouldn't you be found out?
But your plan is to procreate so you can blend the species.
Oh, dear.
That's all craziness.
Elon
so
Musk.
So Kim Kardashian lays eggs? Is this what I'm hearing?
Elon Musk, Hillary, and Donald Trump apparently also.
Well, you know Kanye's a clone. Everybody knows that.
Is he really?
2 Chainz is a clone, too. Now.
I didn't know that.
2 Chainz is a thing?
2
Chainz is a person. What? You don't know 2 Chainz?
No, I do. I meant that too. Is still a thing?
It's still a thing. My question is, if 2 Chainz is a clone, is there like a 3 Chainz, 4 Chainz, 5 Chainz? And that's
you know he calls himself 2 Chainz. You know what the 2 Chainz represent? One is for the person he is, the other for the person that he wants to be.
Aw.
Is Jibs a clone?
Allegedly. Just in case.
No, that's what 2 Chainz said. He has a show on Vice Channel called The Most Expensivest.
No, it's not.
Oh, yes, he does. Oh, and they have gold-crusted donuts and all this. Oh, man, it's great, most expensive.
It's so dumb.
You ever wonder what Tracy Lawrence is watching on the bus?
It's
2 Chainz hosting The Most Expensivest.
I only got hooked on, because I started watching all those Vice shows, because like that cyber one where they talk about all the cyber wars.
I had seen that
one's good.
One.
Well, I started watching it because of the Thrasher show where they basically follow the skateboarders and they have all the.
I did see that one. Yeah.
That's the best, man.
Okay, we have to tape Tracy's show. I need the rest of y'all to leave.
You're the
and
one
also,
told me to come in here.
I know.
Lesson learned.
Tracy has a radio show that we produce here at our company.
And Tracy will be our podcast guest every week.
I bet. I'm telling you, wait till I get him in the studio for 5 Whiskey Patrick and get 2 or 3 shots of whiskey in him. It's only going to get more interesting than that.
All right, I would love. Hey, let's do this, Tracy. Let's get a date set and you come back in. And we will just really, let's get into it pretty deep.
Oh, yeah. Like,
do some research to where you can.
Patrick, you don't even have to come to work that day.
I'm just going to sit in the office on the couch and watch SportsCenter. And
just keep yelling, allegedly!
Allegedly!
And I would
Are
love
you crazy?
To get,
Say hey, allegedly!
I know from my perspective, I stopped believing what the mainstream media was force feeding down me a long time ago. So I have all these other things. Some of it's not true, but I feel like I'm doing myself a disservice if I don't suss things out until I at least make an opinion about if it's a bunch of crap.
Exactly.
So I've been down a lot of these holes. Some of them I've kind of resolved that I don't buy it. Some of them, I mean, I could still be swayed, but if you don't look down into it, if you're curious, you owe it to yourself to check all this stuff out. Don't just believe what they tell you.
Yeah.
That's all I'm going to say.
Pay me a Birmingham. How's that?
Beautiful.
Yeah.
Good to see you, brother.
Can you do it like you did the John Anderson?
Blow. Whoa. Pay me. thanks to our sponsor,
O'Reilly Auto Parts. Thank you, O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. Thank you, Tracy Lawrence.
Thank you.
Be on the lookout for his podcast. We'll go ahead and if you follow us on Twitter at Big D and Bubba or Facebook or any of our social media, we'll pass those links to Tracy's podcast and many, many others along as well. So thank you, dude. Good seeing you.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Woo!
Hey. This was the podcast, but now it's over, but that's okay.
Okay.
You can listen to the regular show on the radio.
How happy I am. I get to hear this.
Beautiful.